You're listening to Finding Direction, where we help people who feel lost find direction in their life. We interview the most passionate and fulfilled people and reverse engineer their life to uncover how they found direction. In doing so, we uncover strategies, tactics, and actionable steps you can apply to live a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm your host, Stu Massengill, and thanks for listening in. What's up, everybody? This week's episode is brought to you by Audible. And if you have not heard of Audible yet, this is an absolute must have, an absolute must add to your tool belt and to your daily life. Now, a little bit about Audible. They are a leading provider of spoken word audiobooks. Basically, you can find any book you would ever imagine in audiobook format on Audible. And a couple books that I personally have listened to on Audible, and honestly that have been the most impactful books in my life, are two that I'll recommend for you that you can basically dive right into. The first book is called The Defining Decade. And I know on this show we talk a lot about figuring out your life, your purpose, and what you want to do with your life. And this book basically, Dr. Meg Jay, she really dives into a little bit more of the science behind how to figure out what you want to do with your life. She was a counselor at a college, and basically through seeing so many people go through this question of what do I want to do with my life, she really went into this pretty big study around it. So that's a phenomenal book. Absolutely, absolutely recommend that if you're wanting to figure out what you're doing with your life. And the second book, which this is hands down absolutely the most profound book I've ever read in my life, the biggest book that changed my life, and it's called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And don't get sidetracked by the title. It's not a negative connotation of influencing people. It's how can you go out there and be better at communicating, right? Because if we are not good with humans, we're not going to enjoy life as much. They are everywhere. I grew up as a shy kid and didn't really feel like I had communication skills. And when I got my hands on this book, I can tell you it changed everything for me in my life, not just to be happier around people, but just be more fulfilled and more excited and find more joy in life. So those are two books that I absolutely, absolutely hands down recommend. And a couple other cool things about Audible is, as we mentioned, there's thousands of titles you can choose from there. And the cool part is you get to listen wherever you want. You can actually download the audiobook to your phone and you can listen to it while you're on a plane. You can pause it, you can come back to it on another device and resume right where you left off. And it's all done from an app from your phone. So they make it really simple. You listen to it anytime you want. I often will listen to it while I'm cooking food or going on a walk or if I'm working out. It's just an easy way to really learn more while doing a bunch of other random things that I do in my daily life. So absolutely recommend checking them out. And for all of you that have not checked out Audible yet, what we're going to be doing today on the episode, which is really cool, is we're going to get you a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership of Audible. All you need to do is just go to audibletrial.com/findingdirection and you're going to get one free audiobook. So, you know, again, I would check out The Defining Decade. It's a big book helping you figure out what you want to do with your life. And also another incredible one, a must check out, is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Again, just go to audibletrial.com/findingdirection. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Finding Direction. This week, I'm sitting down with Emily Zugay. And a little bit about Emily, she is a TikToker. She's a content creator, and she's actually most notably known as redesigning famous logos. She's been featured by companies like TikTok, replacing literally their logo with the logo she redesigned. She's been on the Ellen DeGeneres show for this. She's had McDonald's feature her and replace their logo with her logo. I mean, all sorts of crazy things that has unfolded in her life really in the last year or so. And so on this episode, a few of the things we talk about is, first and foremost, the power of being scrappy when it comes to being certain of what you want with your life and not willing to give up on it.
All right. Being scrappy is something that will get you there in a matter of time. We also talk about how do you make a living on TikTok. We talk about a few other things kind of around this whole TikTok world. And so this episode has a lot of sort of different things we talk about when it comes to her life, her journey. She's doing a lot of really, really cool things in this space. I think you're going to enjoy this one. If you have not yet, please go do leave us a review on iTunes. If you're on Spotify, leave us a rating there. This is how we get the show in front of more people, make more of an impact. And if you would do that, we would be extremely, extremely grateful. All right, we are going to dive right in. So here we go. Emily Zugay, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I'm pumped.
Absolutely. So let's start off. If you want to kind of give our listeners an inside look for what was life like for little Emily? Like, what was life like, little Emily running around?
Yes. It's funny because I don't know if you've seen my TikToks. I don't know if
a few of them.
Seen my TikToks. Yeah. I'm known to be a pretty bad artist, but I grew up in a small town and I was kind of known in my class, you know, starting elementary school all the way through high school to be like the artsy girl. So It's pretty funny that, you know, I'm in a point now in my life where I was hoping someday I'd be known as an artist. Just, I didn't know it'd be in this way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved art. I've always been super into like Disney stuff. I love playing outside, love sports. I always wanted to make books someday or work for myself or do something like that. And so I feel really lucky to be in the position that I'm in, you know, now.
But so always like the creative type, like creativity was going to be part of your life for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And my parents were also so great with that. Like, shout out to them. I had a great childhood just in terms of them letting me explore different things and try new things. And, you know, I did go to college for animation. So when I told them that, they weren't like, how are you going to get a job? They were like, that's awesome. So, you know, so it's cool. Just that support was really big for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, I had a similar experience where my parents were like, if I said I wanted to do something, they were like, all right, like follow your heart, like go after it. And it's definitely a blessing to have that type of support.
Absolutely. Because I think you know, the more you get exposed to other people, you know, as you get older and other people's lives, you really do, you know, I don't take that for granted at all. I feel lucky, so.
Yeah. So as you kind of grew up, went through high school, eventually went to college for animation, once you kind of got to the tail end, or even when you went into school, did you have an idea of like what you wanted to do once you got out of school?
I always wanted to work for myself. Like I, the school I went to didn't have an illustration program and I really wanted to do like kids books, like a freelance illustrator. I always thought that would be like amazing.
Yeah. The college you went to didn't have an animation program?
Illustration.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I did animation instead. And I mean, animation had always fascinated me and I thought it would just be such a great skill to have, especially being sufficient with like computers and programs and you know, language and, you know, when it comes to computers, because, you know, they're not going away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of took that route. But, you know, once graduation approached, I knew that I still had the itch to like want to work for myself or want to try something. You know, I don't look at myself as a business minded person, but I do think I'm like entrepreneurial in a weird way. And I don't think I realized that until after I graduated school, when that was kind of like, I was like tunnel vision. Like, I just want to do something for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what was the first move coming out of college? It was, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I don't really think I'm a business person, but I don't want to work for somebody else. So like, what was the first step into like the quote unquote real world?
Yeah. Well, kind of interesting. So when I graduated college, that was 2 months before the pandemic really like blew up kind of. Huh. So I wanted to find a way to make money from home. So I gotten an iPad.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then kind of like going into COVID, it was like, oh, well this, you know, this would be a good opportunity to try and make money from home, but how do I do that? So I'd gotten an iPad for my college graduation, which was amazing. You know, it just, oh, I couldn't have asked for a better gift. It was just so cool. I was so pumped about it. So I actually started drawing pet portraits. I just asked my friends on Instagram. I was like, whoever wants one, you know, it's like $30 or something like that. So that kind of took off in my like little hometown bubble because
yeah.
I would tell other friends or whatever. So that was really cool. And I kind of felt like I'd created my own little, you know, system. And then about around the same time, I had this other friend and she kind of had the same entrepreneurial spirit where she's like, I just want, you know, I want to try something new. Yeah. And she cleaned boats all the last summer. So she was like, do you want to start a boat detailing business with me?
What?
I was like, sure.
Yeah.
So we created a boat detailing business. We were called Barnacle Babes.
And that was that's hilarious. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you would just wash boats. That was like the business.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was me and my friend, Erica. She's the best. And we were like a mobile detailing business. So we just like pile all of our equipment into her Subaru, like Crosstrek.
Yeah.
And luckily in the place that we live, like in Wisconsin, especially southern Wisconsin where I'm from, there are a lot of lakes. So there's, you know, big market for boats and
right.
Detailers. So yeah, we would go to people's houses. We'd, you know, play music on just a speaker, go out in the you know, boat and clean it and
yeah.
all day. So that was a really good introduction to understanding how to really work for yourself and you know, sort of more specifics, like when it comes to, you know, I don't know, just all that kind of stuff, taxes and
yeah.
So yeah, that was really fun. And then around the same time too, I was doing social media for someone else too. I would go on their social media and help them like engage with other people. And then I was also helping someone I know do appraisals. I was measuring the house for them because they weren't fully capable to do so. So I had like four
things
going on because I was just like, I need to make money somehow. I don't know.
And so your kind of approach was, let me say yes to basically anything that comes to me.
Yes. Yes, because in my mind, it was, I would rather have two little jobs or four little jobs where I can dictate my own schedule versus saying yes to a bigger job where I might be making more money, but still, you know, I kind of lose the freedom of deciding
yeah.
I can go do things and take a day off and stuff like that. Sorry, yeah. That was a really long answer to a short question.
No, that's cool. I love that. I think there's a power in sometimes just saying yes to things, right? Where it's like, I mean, it's beautiful that you said, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to do this. And I'm not like, I'm just going to give myself the permission to do this and explore it. And it's interesting that when you say yes to something, I think more things come into your life to help you achieve that thing that you want.
Yeah, really. Because I think growing up, I was afraid of saying yes for whatever reason. I don't know why. I think I was just afraid of new things and being uncomfortable. But
yeah,
so many fears that, you know, you come up with in your head and reasons to say no, like they're non-existent kind of. And most of the time those things don't happen anyway. So it's just better to kind of, you know, commit. And then if you don't like it, you move on, you know?
Yeah. And it's interesting too, if you're in a position where you're doing something that you don't want to do, right? Like mm-hmm. if we have, you know, someone's listening to this and they don't like what they do, it's like when you hold on to that, mm-hmm. you're like holding another door closed.
Yes.
And as soon as you let go of this thing, it's like that door will fly open and the things will come into your life that are going to help you go through that door. But you have to be willing, like you said, to like get a little bit uncomfortable and say, okay, maybe I don't know fully what's going to happen here. But if I take that step, most of the time, I think it works out in a pretty good way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I would argue when the TikTok stuff was taking off, that was the point in my life, I think so far, where I was the most uncomfortable. It's just circumstances and, yeah. you know, sure of what's happening. And so to be in that position and then just to say, yeah, screw it, like sure to, you know, multiple things, I feel like that really propelled me forward and it boosted my confidence too, in a sense, you know?
Yeah. So fill us in then. So you're appraising houses, you're cleaning boats, you're doing pet portraits and one other thing that I can't remember. and eventually how long does that go? Does that transition you straight into everything with TikTok, or kind of how long did you do those before you're like, all right, this is not what I'm going to do for the rest of my life is these four different things?
Yes. So I did the four little jobs up until probably, I'd say September, because that's when I actually moved out of my parents' house. And then the boat season had kind of come to an end too. So that was a good time to sort of transition. Yeah. But I'm still drawing pets. And I think by the time I moved, I hadn't started TikTok yet. So it was still a very small, like, you know, it's just people who knew me.
Yeah.
And then I would say, I started working at a bar at the new town that I'd moved to. So I was doing pet portraits part-time, and then I was working at the bar.
Yeah.
Another part-time. And I started doing TikTok last year in 2021. I think I started it, like, actually uploading stuff regularly, right, February or March. So I was doing pet portraits, and in May I went full time doing pet portraits. So I said goodbye to the like bartending job, and I was making just pennies from TikTok at that point. But that was enough for me to like commit to the pet portraits and just say, hey, I'm going to keep, you know, working on TikTok, because I don't know, like, I've seen some progress. And then September was when everything really blew up, and I had to stop drawing pet portraits.
Yeah. How many pet portraits were you doing a day? I mean, if someone's paying you $30 for pet portrait, you're probably drawing like all day, every day, I would imagine.
Yeah. I was able to up my prices because of, I finally got a decent following on TikTok, I'd say, in like, you know, mid last year. So,
and you were the pet portrait lady? Was that like your thing?
A little bit. I was still doing kind of like trolly weird videos.
Yeah.
But the Instagram that I'd linked into my TikTok, it wasn't my personal Instagram. It was my pet portrait Instagram. So if people want to go follow me, I would just like, nope, go to that and look at my pet portrait.
Yeah. So cool.
What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.
And so fill all our listeners in then. I know you said, and obviously you mentioned TikTok a few times because you have done quite a few things on TikTok, we'll just say for now. But fill our listeners in as far as, like, you know, September rolls around and all of a sudden, basically, for lack of a better term, your life massively changes. So, you know, fill us in a little bit on kind of what happened.
Yeah. So up until that point, like I'd mentioned, I'd been uploading kind of trolly videos where I would kind of play this like almost like a dumb blonde, for lack of better terms, where I would just do things, and they're so obviously like a joke, but you know I think my followers knew, but it was always fun, and I got a kick out of people who didn't believe it. So one day I was like, I'm gonna rebrand Ugly Logos because I haven't done anything art related, and I think that would be funny because I actually do have a background and I can actually constructively deconstruct a logo and make it sound like I'm talking about, but then it's like if we cut to this now and I show people my real work and it's terrible, I think that could be like funny.
Yeah.
So I did that, and the first video did really well. I don't think I had a ton of brands comment on it, but more brands than I'd ever seen in any of my other videos.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that went well. I'll make another one. And I think the second logo video that I did is when everything kind of took
went
off.
Insane.
And I was within like, a week, I'd say. So,
dang. And so all of a sudden you go from making pet portraits in your house, doing that kind of hustle, and you know, you just got done with these other few gigs, to all of a sudden, I mean, some of the top brands in the world are messaging you, emailing you, saying, hey, we want to work with you.
Yeah, it was crazy and surreal, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, as it's happening too, I'm aware that of how big it's becoming, and you know, TikTok changes their profile picture and McDonald's gets involved. Yeah. But, you know, in the back of my head too, the whole time I was thinking, like, I have to pace myself because, you know, nothing lasts forever. So
right.
Trying to figure out like how often I should upload another one, how I can intertwine my other content too, to try and maintain this audience and introduce, you know, like,
right.
You know, my content as a whole. So it was a really big learning experience that I wasn't prepared for, but, you know, yeah. I didn't change a thing about it.
Yeah. What's the biggest lesson you got from that kind of crazy experience?
That's a good question. I think, honestly, like, it's going to sound so cheesy, and I feel like I've only really come to this because it's still, you know, unfolding every day. We're still doing things. And I don't know. I think, like, one of the biggest things I could say is, like, make sure you have, like, peace in here and, like, you have stability in here. And then, like, that'll translate to projects and ideas and whatnot. Because I think it's really easy to get excited about things and put all your eggs in one basket and get super, you know, excited when someone says something, but then get super down when you see something that someone maybe says isn't so nice, or we've seen this before or whatever. So I think you just have to trust yourself and know what you're doing is good. And if you're proud of it and you think it's great, like, I mean, be honest with yourself. If you think it's, you know, pivot, then pivot. But yeah, I think just trusting yourself first, and then everything will kind of work itself out.
Yeah. So what advice would you give? Let's say someone's listening to this and they're teetering on the side of, they're going, okay, I'm hearing your story. Like, you pursued entrepreneurship, even though you, like, from what I hear, you were just willing to be scrappy. You were like, I'm going to do what it takes to, and like, eventually it'll work out. And it did. But I'm curious, like, let's say someone's listening to this and they're going like, what if it doesn't work out, you know? And like, what if I can't take that jump? Like, what advice would you give to them to just say, hey, like, make the leap?
Yeah, that was me again. Like, it's funny because I think by nature a pretty apprehensive person, but I have to thank my boyfriend, because he would just tell me, like, he would just be like, well, what's the worst that can happen? You know, when I would show him a video, I'd be like, should I upload this? Is this, like, too weird?
Yeah.
Doesn't make me look like, you know, because again, too, growing up, my mom was like, anything you put on the internet will stay there. So oh God. But sure. I don't know. I think if you have good judgment, you know, and think things through, and also ask yourself, like, what is the worst that could happen? Like, I think you just kind of have to go for it, because life doesn't stop and time doesn't stop. And if you have these, you know, urges and passions, you know, there's no time like the present to act on it if you're in a position to do so, you know.
For real. Love it. So let's say, like, we go a little further and someone's saying, all right, I don't want to just be an entrepreneur. I want to, like, be a TikToker, right? That's the thing now. And so what advice would you give to someone that's like, I want to make it on TikTok. I want to, you know, like, create a business here that can actually provide a really good lifestyle for me, which it can. Like, what advice would you give to anybody that's trying to figure that out?
Yeah, I think there's two big components to growing on TikTok. I think it's being consistent in, like, your uploading schedule and in the content that you're uploading. So, you know, if you're a goofy person who posts trolling videos, keep posting trolling videos, and because that's how your audience is going to get to know you. And then I think the second piece of advice is focus on episodic content in a way where you'll have people commenting, and maybe kind of come up with ideas where it'll create a lot of engagement. And I mean, what worked for me was creating a scenario where people didn't know if I was kidding or not.
Yeah.
And that looked different for a lot of people. You know, if you want to make amazing art or whatever it is, you know, just find a way, you know, even in your video for just a couple of seconds to create some engagement, like ask people a question or whatever, because high engagement will lead to, you know, more growth. So,
yeah. Love it. So now, as you are crushing it on TikTok and the things you're doing in your life, how would you say you look at like the next step in your life? Like, how do you kind of go about, okay, I'm here now. What do I want the next, you know, year, 3 years, 5 years to look like? How do you kind of approach the future?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I am sort of at a point where it's funny because I was really viewing TikTok before as something that I was going to grow slowly on. I just watched a video. I think Mr. Beast was talking about how it's important to have a, you know, it's kind of a slow burn because then your followers can really get to know you. And then the next week, that didn't happen in September. So I think my goal for at least the next year, I just set up a Twitch account. I just got a streaming computer or a gaming computer. And I just started uploading stuff to YouTube. So I'm kind of investing more time into those avenues. And I want to kind of have a slower burn there. And if people want to come over to watch and listen or whatever, they can. But, you know, I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself because I think, you know, I've experienced enough kind of crazy in the last 6 months. So, yeah, I think just kind of creating a little bit of longevity for myself to actually be known as like Emily Zuge versus the logo girl. And hopefully by diversifying, you know, what platforms I'm on, that'll work. Fingers crossed. So.
Yeah. And how would you say you stay consistent, even if, you know, I mean, slow burn, right? It's like consistently put out a lot of content. Eventually things pick up and slowly, little by little, momentum starts to pick up until you're really cranking. So let's say someone's, you know, in for that, but they struggle with being consistent. How would you say you stay consistent first and foremost if nothing's quote unquote happening?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think I kind of don't give myself any other option. Like if I commit to it
for real,
you know, then I'm going to see it through and see where it goes. So I don't know. And maybe if you still don't have, if it's been a month, let's say, and you haven't seen a lot of growth or 4 months, give yourself a date. And if by then you're still not seeing a lot of success, maybe look back at your analytics and maybe you did have one successful video. Maybe study those analytics and see what worked in that video versus, you know, maybe what didn't work so well in your other videos and then kind of apply that, you know, that knowledge to your future content.
Yeah. It's like Albert Einstein, right? He says insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So it's like, if it's not working, right, study yourself, like do almost like an audit on yourself and do more of what works and less of what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I mean, I understand people have, I'm so lucky to be in this position where this is my job now. And before it even was a job, I was still working for myself. But, you know, I understand people have other circumstances and whatnot. But even if it's just a little by little, you will see, you know, progress, I think, if you're just committed to it and try your best. So,
yeah. You know, there's nothing like being committed. Like when you make the decision and you commit to something, things tend to work out. Things tend to fall in the right place.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I guess if people want to see some of these TikToks, if people want to see what you're up to, check you out on YouTube, kind of dive a little bit deeper into your world, where's the best place for them to find you and see what you're up to?
Yeah. You can go to search Emily Zuge in TikTok. Hopefully I'm the only one. Emily Zuge on YouTube, and then on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/EmilyZuge. And also Emily Zuge on Instagram. I don't think there are a lot of Zuges out there, so hopefully
it's
hard to find me, but
perfect. And we'll put all that in the show notes so it's easy for people to find. Last question I have for you, because we're all about helping people find direction in their life, but we believe in doing it through action. And so I would be curious, like, what would you say is one thing someone listening to this can do in the next 24 to 48 hours to start finding direction in their life?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I don't think you can go wrong by asking yourself, like, what am I most passionate about? What do I love to do? And I think just kind of going back to square one with yourself and, you know, because if you do find success in doing something on the internet, you want to make sure, or wherever it is, you know, a job, you want to make sure it's something that you love doing every day. So I think just evaluating, you know, what are your priorities? I think it's really easy to go throughout life, especially nowadays, and kind of lose touch with what you really love, or, you know, because other things pop up. So I think just, reevaluating and saying, what do I love? And, you know, write ideas down. And then, yeah, eventually you'll be able to make that commitment, hopefully. And I don't know, maybe your life will change drastically in a week. Anything can happen, honestly. So,
yeah. And I love how you said earlier, just to retouch on it, that it's like, have an inner peace in here first. And then when you have an inner peace in here and go out to do the things you want to do, life's just more beautiful. Life's brighter, right? It's like versus trying to go something versus you have this like inner tension inside of you that's like trying to pull you away from something, but you keep pushing towards it. It's like if you just allow yourself to find the peace in you and then let that guide you, you're going to end up in the place that you're meant to be.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can't build a house on a broken foundation. So you got to make sure it's strong before you start.
Amen. Heck yeah. Well, Emily, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It's been an absolute joy to kind of hear your story of how you navigated to TikTok fame and everything else you're doing. So thanks for hanging out with us so much today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Congratulations, my friend, on crushing it through another episode here on the Finding Direction podcast. Make sure to give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a round of applause because you are one of the few who is not willing to settle for less than a life that truly lights up your soul. And to that, my friend, I say congratulations. That is all that we have for the episode this week. If you haven't yet, go to the iTunes store, leave us a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a rating there. And other than that, my friends, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week. We'll talk to you soon.